The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. And this week for these meditation sessions, I'm offering you a little exercise that you can include as part of your meditation that corresponds to the later teaching in the Dharmette on the fourth foundation of mindfulness. And so there's five exercises there. So give me a little taste of it, perhaps, for each day. And so yesterday, and the idea was to notice desires operating whenever you were distracted by thoughts. Today, whenever you get distracted, whenever you get concerned with something, even if it's happening in the present moment, that you somehow interrupt the flow of your ongoing contact with the present moment as it unfolds, as it develops. If you start having thinking about or commentary about what's happening, in all these regards, distracted thoughts, commentary, being stuck on certain emotions perhaps, you know, the basic mindfulness practice is to have clear recognition of that, clear mindfulness, hold that in awareness, without making it a problem, without being critical of it, if anything, to be kind. And just be aware, clearly aware that it's there. And then once you've recognized it well enough, if it's no longer compelling or strong, you can come back and continue with your breathing. Today's exercise is that has to do with the idea that one of the primary catalysts for losing our connection to the present moment is concerned with me, myself, and mine, what we call sometimes selfing. We take things and define ourselves by them, or define them as my thing, and even something as simple as saying my pain is different than saying the pain. And there's a little act of selfing, a little bit of identification with the pain, add the seemingly innocent word my to it. The thoughts you have, chances are that you're one of the characters of it, or it somehow concerns you. And so to recognize the self-concern that's there. And so the word you could use, if you'd like, is selfing. There's selfing. And to please do that without any condemnation or criticism or disappointment, it's an all-too-human phenomena that human minds will identify, make self, construct selves, appropriate things for themselves, assume that things are mine, all these kinds of things that we do, and sometimes it's kind of innocent, but it also is the foundation for all kinds of ways in which we end up suffering, end up challenged in this life. So it's a helpful thing to see, to recognize it when it happens. So when you say, if you do the word selfing, or I, or my, or me, or something, it's a little note to recognize that it's happening. Do so kindly. Do so caringly, like you care for yourself. Or an alternative to that is to be slightly amused. There it is again. Wow. And it might be very interesting for you to kind of recognize all the ways and the many ways and the frequency in which the things that distract you from the breath, from the present moment, are somehow related to self, me, myself, and mine. And if this doesn't make so much sense for you, you're welcome just to ignore it, but it might be an interesting exercise. So assuming a meditation posture, and lowering your gaze to have relaxed eyes, not really focusing on anything in particular, soft, soft eyes, and gently closing your eyes. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. As if you have all the time in the world to leisurely breathe deeply and appreciate each breath, each inhale, each exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And noticing the rhythm of the body's breathing in and breathing out. And wherever in your body you most clearly experience that rhythm, let your attention, let yourself familiarize yourself with those sensations, that experience. And then to, as you exhale, to relax, maybe relax the muscles of the face. Relax the shoulders. Relax the belly. Relax your butt and your legs so they settle into your sitting place. And settling into the body's experience of breathing. Again, with the simple rhythm of breathing. And the idea is to be as simple as possible. Not using the experience of breathing to reinforce ideas of self. Just the simple experience of the rhythm of breathing in and out, a rhythm you share with all breathing creatures. That's been going on for millions of years, breathing in and breathing out. And it will continue long after you're gone. And now you're participating in this shared common experience of breathing in and breathing out. Center yourself on your breathing, and if you get distracted or caught up in something, notice how that might be related to self-concern, self-referencing. And then kindly, gently recognize it as selfing. And then begin again with your breathing. If you recognize selfing, see if you can recognize it with a light touch, not making it a big deal. In doing so, perhaps experience a teeny bit of freedom from the ongoing selfing, just through recognizing it, stepping back, holding it lightly, and then beginning again with your breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps to recognize that the human, all too human, concern with self, oneself, is quite common, normal in many ways, but also it's the seat, it's the source for a tremendous amount of confusion and desires and aversions and pain, hurt and suffering. For many people, so the self is a complicated, difficult topic. Sometimes with self-criticism, sometimes with kind of self-assertion, which leads to frustration and difficulties. To recognize the tremendous amount of suffering that there exists in this world because of how people are caught up in conceit and identification. And to end this sitting and appreciating the challenges that this brings to people, and to maybe allow yourself to feel care and compassion for the challenges and difficulties that people have, and to wish them well, to wish all of us success in finding our way through beyond the suffering based on self and selfing, conceit. May all beings be happy without needing to reinforce or build up the self. May all beings be safe without needing to defend, protect, or let get hurt the concepts, ideas they have of who they are. May all beings be peaceful, free of self-preoccupation, and may all beings be free of the stickiness, the traps that are set with the self-concern, self-preoccupation. And may we support all beings to be free from the suffering of self-selfing by overcoming some of our own attachment to this area. May all beings be happy and free.